We're getting a signal from our drones. It looks like Hilldale must have gone subatomic.
We cannot risk the Nazi getting his hands on the super advanced technology of the subatomic and aliens. If he does, the whole world will be in danger. It's time to initiate Omega Protocol.
Not that. Please, sir. There has to be another way.
There is no other way, soldier. It has to be done. We have to shrink an H-bomb and blow up Subatomica.
Sir, it's not just a town anymore. It's an entire civilization. Think of what we can learn from them. What will be lost?
No more discussion. The order is given. God help us all.
Little does General Smith realize that the whole conversation was overheard by Tommy, because only 4 minutes ago...
Picking locks, one of the only two things my deadbeat dad taught me before he ditched us. Let's see what the hell's going on, because whatever that was, it didn't sound like a bomb. I'll just pull on some pants first. Okay, this feels so weird, so constricting. Wow, my teeth feel crazy. Oh shit, I think I'm really high right now. What was I even about to do? Right, gotta find out what's going on.
Presently...
Good gravy! They still plan to blow it all up.
Take this activation code to Major Metallo and tell her the suicide mission is go. Only I have the deactivation code, which as per protocol I will issue only upon presidential order.
Yes, sir. Though I formally protest to this action.
I need a stiff drink.
General, I've got two things to say to you. First, I love you so much. You're like a big fuzzy uncle, and I've just gotta hug you.
Boy, where the hell did you come from? Get off me! Are you on the drugs or something?
Yes, I'm very high on ecstasy right now. It feels pretty great, but also really confusing, because right now I think you're really attractive, and I'm not gay at all, but by the way, I need you to give me those access codes.
I'm gonna call my guards now. Enjoy cooling off in the cell.
Not with a crushed larynx, you won't. My dad taught me kung fu before he ran out on us. I miss him so much. Do you know where he is? I just want to see him again, man.
You got the drop on me, kid, but it doesn't matter. I'll never give you the code.
I'll find it myself. Oh no, that looked like it really hurt. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't want to hurt you. Hey, it was in your front pocket. Feel better. I really am sorry I had to hit you.
Meanwhile, in the kingdom of Subatomica, days have passed.
By the grace of His Highness, King Zorzal of Subatomica, the feast is served.
They treat us like royalty here. I could get used to living like this.
A gilded cage is still a cage, my dear, and we are all prisoners.
I'll be the first to say I don't trust them, and I'll never accept their refusal to use their tech to fix us to our right sizes, but I won't insult their hospitality.
And I'm saying that you can't keep us here against our will.
I see we're not late to the nightly debate.
You can't blame her for trying.
It cannot be done without even advanced technology in the hands of primitive people who will only use it to destroy themselves.
By which you mean us? That's a pretty racist sentiment coming from a so-called advanced species.
It's nothing to do with your race and everything to do with your history of war and genocide. We need look no farther than the end of the table for an example of that checkered past.
Those charges were never proven!
Couldn't you send one of your people and have them return the technology once we're all home?
Our people are too civilized to bound in regulations and committees for that to be an expedient prospect. The process would have you waiting for decades, and unfortunately, your lifespans are much shorter than ours and the process of approving access to our Eternal Youth technology would take just as long, if not longer.
So, the red tape would literally outlive us?
You humans certainly sharp when it comes to understanding the concept of bureaucracy.
I expect that if we live for centuries, our bureaucrats would draw decisions out for decades too.
Yet none of this talk helps us get home. I like your kingdom, Prince Corvo, and I think your dad's a good king, but Americans threw off our mark, and we don't like the idea of living under another. We want to go home.
By the way, I noticed your sister declined to join us.
I think she and young Hans might have sparked a romance. They are likely spending the evening together.
Hans? But I'll be a monkey's uncle. Better not let the old man find out about this. He'll have a heart attack. On second thought, I'd better tell him.
Now, Deputy, I know you don't want to deprive the state of Maryland of one of its inmates.
You're right, Sheriff. I want to see the look on his face when they throw away the key.
Rashomon, a land where spirits roam and witches rule. Three women are embroiled in a divine plot, and it is up to them to uncover why. Join the adventures of the Broadswords at thebroadswords.com.
The gardens of Muria City are known throughout Subatomica as the place for lovers, so it should come as no surprise that Hans and Princess Viora were walking the gardens together.
It's like my whole life has been a lie. You're so smart, Viora. I don't deserve you. I've done so many terrible things for Gross Grandfather.
You must learn to live with yourself. I see in you so much potential for good, it makes my heart swell.
You make me want to be a better person. You. I think I'm in love.
My brother Hans, a white supremacist in love with a green-skinned alien girl. Don't let Grandpa find out.
At this point, I don't think I care what he thinks. He framed our father and tried to turn us into his Nazi minions. You were right all along. He's pure evil, and everything he taught us is wrong. I was so desperate to get our family back that I believed anything he said.
Who are you, and what have you done with my brother?
I know we've had our differences, but I hope we can be friends again, here in this brave new world.
As if you even need to ask, dummy. Seriously, Grandfather can't know about this. He seems cowed now, but I know him. He won't give up. It's possible he's more deadly now than he ever was.
You're kind of scaring me.
You should be scared. That's no ordinary girl you're fooling with. If you don't watch yourself, you'll put us all in serious danger.
As hours pass in Subatomica, only 1 minute has passed for Tommy as he rushes toward the site of the hydrogen bomb.
Everything is set, Major. Using the dimensional fluctuations already present here, we can use Watson's original prototype on you and the bomb. Once you reach Subatomica, detonate the nuke and destroy it all.
I guess I won't get to finish my fling. Do it, Professor Vaughn.
Not so fast!
You fool! You'll be caught in the beam!
That's the idea!
You're so desperate, it's delicious. Which is why I can't let you stop the bomb. I want to see your hopes crushed.
Thank you.
match for my drunken fist kung fu!
Hoo-yah! Hoo-yah! Hoo!
Never been overpowered before. I've had it wrong this whole time. This is the sexiest feeling ever. Dominate me, Tommy.
My mom cannot find out about this.
What the hell's happening?
One of your people saying something else. It's coming into focus.
Tommy Sullivan, get off that woman and pull up your pants before Dr. Kathy sees you.
Oh shit, it's not what it looks like. Okay, it is what it looks like, but please don't tell Aunt Kathy, and please, please don't tell my mom.
Oh my goodness. Tommy, you're normal again. Is that a bomb?
Yes, but I disarmed it.
Better get away from that thing before it blows.
If it explodes, nothing will save you. It's an H-bomb.
It will be fine. I'm telling you, I disarmed it.
More importantly, who is this cradle-robbing bimbo you are so obviously screwing?
Oh, I am Major Matala, U.S. Air Force, and I demand an explanation in the name of the United States of America.
You're in no position to demand anything, Major Slut.
From the earliest British settlements on the shores of Virginia to the treacherous swamps of Louisiana, and the isolated mountains of Appalachia, the American South has a rich history filled with eerie legends and mysterious hauntings. Join me, Brandon Schecksnyder, as I journey into its underbelly, exploring these tales of loss and heartbreak, tortured souls and spirits of the past, documenting ghost stories and legends amidst rich soundscapes and an eerie original soundtrack that can only be found on my podcast, Southern Gothic.
This is where everyone is. I've been looking all over. Tommy, you're normal size again. And how did you get back? Is that an H-bomb?
It's been a long story, but the Air Force...
Never mind, it doesn't matter. I screwed up big time. You've got to help me.
Calm down, Dolph. What happened?
Hans is dating the subatomican princess? After warning him not to tell Grandpa, the old man got it out of me. We were having a shouting match this morning, and the crazy Nazi went on and on about how I'm a worthless traitor to the family, and how Hans is still his loyal dog. I blurted it out without thinking, and knew just from the look on his face that he was plotting something evil. I've been looking all over for Hans and the princess to warn them, but there's a lot of ground to cover, and I'm afraid Grandpa might find them first.
Don't just stand there. Let's get moving. I shudder to think of what that maniac might have planned.
Princess Viora?
Peter, human boy, where are you?
Hans? Hans? Princess?
Come on out, kid. Princess, Hans.
Hans, you stupid bastard, come out here. Come on, you alien skink. Stop taking it up the butt for 5 seconds and let us see you're alive.
Jealous much?
Everybody's got a girl but me.
The right woman will come along, Kira. Then she'll die right in front of you, leaving you alone, drowning all your shattered dreams. Hans! Hans!
Hans! Hans! Why am I even helping you people?
I'll reward you for it later.
Don't tease me, Master.
I don't approve of this relationship. In fact, if we ever get back to normal size, I'm certain the sheriff will have some nice charges for you and a special list to put you on. Oof! What the? Who put this thing in the middle of the trail? Wait a minute. That's a leg! I found him!
Is he alright?
He's unconscious. Looks like he's been drugged.
Broken branches, trampled grass, all points to a struggle. And there's no sign of the girl.
She's not just our princess. She's our spiritual leader. If Arv comes to her, it could mean the destruction of your entire world.
Mayor Ridge, what's the matter?
Totenschwartz is up to something. I don't know what, but he's meeting the king in private. Willie Bates got himself knocked out trying to get in.
We'd all better head back. I've got a bad feeling about this.
I got the kid. I'll carry him back.
Hurry, this way.
Ah, you're just in time to witness mine ultimate victory.
From the mine that brought you, the uncanny shrinking town, VR Mixon presents Triple Threat Mage and the Three Masters, a daring fantasy adventure serial novelization, available on Kindle and Drive-Thru Fiction in monthly multi-chapter installments, and available on Wattpad, Royal Road, and Tabletop for weekly chapter-by-chapter installments. Follow Draken Crow, a young thief who becomes involved with magic, forced to take a magician's trial, and discovered as having special powers, he now must work under three ruthless masters determined to turn him into a weapon. But all Draken wants is to make the next big score, because Draken is one thing above all others, a thief and a damned good one.
I must thank young Adolf for keeping you all distracted.
Liar! I'd never help you. I mean, I'd help you around the house because you're old, but I'd never help you in your mad schemes.
Oh, but you do help me by being predictable. I know you, boy. Well enough to know that when provoked, you reveal your brother's little secret. A secret relationship that, for the record, not only did I know about, but engineered. I pulled upon their heartstrings like a puppet master Cupid. And when I was certain that they trusted each other with their lives, I was ready to strike. I knew all along where their secret meeting spot was. And when you ran off to search for them aimlessly, it took me only a moment to find and gas them.
He kidnapped the princess.
I've done more than that. Give me some credit.
Just what did you do, you maniac?
The princess has been buried alive!
This is utter madness. These people have shown us nothing but hospitality. What possible reason could you have to antagonize them like this?
Don't play as a naive innocent mayor. It doesn't suit you. You know as well as I that they were never going to use their vastly superior technology to restore us to size. So, if they were to treat us like barbarians, I decided it is only fair for us to act like barbarians. I kidnapped the princess and buried her alive. And the king here knows the only way to save her is to hand over the transdimensional matrix to me.
Hate to admit it, but there is kind of a twisted sense to what he's saying.
Father, you mustn't. You know the power you'd be giving him.
Silence, Prince Corvo. The deed is done.
You mustn't blame your father too harshly. I only gave him an hour before her oxygen runs out. Even with your great technology, you will never find her in time. And if she dies, then the Earth will be destroyed in retribution. The king, unlike myself, is quite civilized and could never live amid the death of the human race on his conscience. So now, I hold the matrix in my hands, and soon, amid the power over matter, space, time, and dimension, I will be a living god! First, I will restore mine youth! Look at me! I'm Svansik Yars out again! I feel amazing!
Enjoy it. That's the most you'll get from the Transdimensional Matrix. No single human mind has the power to control it. And you, Earthling, stand alone.
You are wrong there, my green-skinned friend. Doth will come to my side.
That's crazy. Why would I ever join a Nazi like you?
because you believe in justice and fair play. But we live in a cruel and unjust world. If you join me as a guard, not only will we save the town, we could save the world. I understand now Hitler was wrong. True balance is what the world needs. You, the soft hand, and me, the clenched fist. Yin and Yang.
And we'll be equals?
That is the only way it works.
You're not seriously considering his offer, are you?
Don't do it! He's pure evil!
I know that better than anyone, but the world is in shit shape, and this is my chance to fix it. Poverty, police brutality, nuclear weapons, war, AIDS, it can all be eliminated with the snap of my fingers, if the only cost is swallowing my pride and letting Gramps play at being God. Isn't it worth the price? Don't you want what the subatomicans have for Earth?
You are a very smart young man, Dorf. Together, we will do great things. Take hold of the orb, my boy.
Think about what you're doing. You're handing the world to a madman.
No, I'm taking it for myself.
What about the princess, Earthman? We had a deal. Don't think the Matrix will protect your world from destruction if you double-cross us.
You will find the princess buried beneath the dragon statue at the edge of the gardens. Dorf, concentrate on City Hall.
What happened? Why are we at City Hall?
It seems an appropriate place from which to restore the town to full size. Not to mention our ascension, the absolute rulers of the world.
Bitchin', let's get this going, Gramps.
Hey, where's Hans?
Left him in Subatomica with the princess he loves so much.
I shall miss the boy, but I too am romantic.
Come on, Dolph, don't do this.
I've made my mind up.
Yes, the crow, soon, the world shall be ours!
I'm not letting this happen. Stop it in the name of the U.S. Air Force.
Eat lit, Nazi bastard.
Your bullets are as nothing to me. You might as well be holding bananas.
My gun. Awkward question. I haven't had anything to eat all day. Just take it.
We're almost there, Gramps.
Good! All is good!
You can't trust him, Dorf. You know he's used the Matrix to hurt people.
Do not listen to him, Adolf. In mere moments, we will be at our proper size.
And then what will we do with the world, Grossvater?
We will be its Aryan overlords, god kings, who answer to no mortal!
Und wat of sie non Aryans?
They will be called, the Jews will be wiped from the earth, and the world will be purified, so that when I resurrect the Führer, his heart will swell with pride!
I knew it!
What have you done, you fool? You've destroyed the Matrix! You've ruined everything! I should throw you with my bare hands!
Lay a hand on that kid. I dare you.
It's alright, Sheriff. If he wants to rumble, I'll welcome it. In fact, I wanted to do that for a long time. Now that you're young, I don't even feel guilty about it.
So predictable!
Not to sound like a worrywart, but you did get us back to normal before smashing that, right?
I think so. Maybe.
Maybe? Maybe isn't the answer anyone wants to hear. Dolph!
Stop shaking me. I told you, I'm not sure. Gramps was thinking in meters instead of feet. I don't know the metric system.
How many meters, Dolph?
900 square meters! We are 1,000 feet tall!
You have got to be kidding me.
Blame the inadequate public school system, or blame the laziness of American youth. Did I not try to teach you metric many times, yet you always had something better to do? I knew you might betray me again, so I was certain to seek out that metric system, and you were still fool enough to have never learned it! maybe someone can rebuild the shrink ray. Useless! I have repaired all of the dimensional flux points. The shrink ray will never work! Of the entire town! We are like this forever! The true Ubermensch is gone! We are the masters now! The world will bow before us! Bow before the town of the Titans!
Right? That was a hell of a quake.
Sir, look up.
Oh, my sweet chocolate Jesus. Get me the Pentagon.
And so the book closes on this strange tale. The uncanny shrinking town is no more, replaced by the terrifying town of the Titans. But that is another story.
If you enjoy The Uncanny Shrinking Town and would like more, please visit Drive Through Fiction, where you can find special extended episodes with bloopers, clean soundtracks, and special scenes involving character development, along with commentary. If you enjoyed this audio production and would like to hear more, please visit our Patreon account and donate $5 so that we can continue to bring high-quality audio productions.